I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Why do people buy until they have to rent storehouses, storerooms, you know, storage places to keep their stuff? I would argue that materialism is an awe problem before it's a thing problem. That if I've forgotten God, if awe of Him isn't ruling my heart, then I'm going to look horizontally to be satisfied. Maybe this next car, maybe this next outfit, maybe this next vacation, maybe this next house. So there it is. Or one final example, your emotional life is a window into what's captured your awe. Because it'd be interesting for the listener to sit down and say, when am I most happy? When am I most discouraged? When am I most angry? When am I most fearful? You answer those honestly, you will locate what's captured your awe. Because when I'm most discouraged is when the thing that's captured my awe seems to fall through my fingers. When I'm happiest is when I seem to be enjoying it. When I'm fearful is when I think I'll never get it. When I'm angry is when someone or some way something is in the way of it. So the stuff I think lives a lot more prominently in everyday life than we tend to think.
And I guess we go back to Adam and Eve. Wonder how could they make that choice? Because clearly they had it all, right? I mean, there was nothing that was missing, and yet they gave away that vertical relationship, didn't they?
Yeah, and it's so. What do you have there? Something other than the gorgeous beauty of their relationship to God captures their hearts. Something becomes more valuable, a greater treasure to them than God is. And once that happens, what follows next makes sense. Because if this is better, if this provides for me something that God doesn't provide, I'm going there. And that's why, look at the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments teach us that transgression, breaking God's law, is an awe problem before it's a law problem. Why do they teach us that? Because the first commands are all about what? They're about worship of God. They're about awe of God. Because God knows if you don't keep those commands, you'll never keep the rest of the commands.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.